Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and I was going to call in this second little audio boo in the dog days of summer, kind of catch up, you know, because I was behind on my daily quota. And I want to talk a little bit about a little mini vacation that my wife and I took here recently and some tech that I found along the way. My wife does some consulting for a high school over in the St. Louis area, and she had the need to be at the high school for a presentation she needed to do this last Monday. So we decided to make a little mini vacation out of it. I took off on Friday and Monday, and so I drove her over, and so we went early, went to a little town of Washington, Missouri, which is very well situated for the Missouri wine country. For those of you who are not familiar with it, Missouri used to have lots of wineries. There were a lot of German immigrants and settlers in this eastern part of Missouri where we went, and they found some good fertile land to grow wine grapes and make wine. Before Prohibition, there were lots of vintners in Missouri, and also there were a lot more brewers of beer and even distillers in Missouri before Prohibition, as it is true of the entire United States. In this particular case, most of these vintners, I think, in the town that we went to, which is Augusta, Missouri, are relatively new. Some of them may have survived through Prohibition. Several others are in Herman, Missouri, which would not be... We had to cross the river to get to Augusta. We would be on the same side of the river if we'd gone to Herman. And we stayed in a lovely little bed and breakfast and drove over to Augusta and went to some wineries we were familiar with and had a great time. The tech side of things came into play when we went by a little office supply store and went into that. My wife's, you know, just a tiny bit addicted to office supplies. And so we went in because they were having a big sale. Unfortunately, there's some of the stuff that she had tech-wise that I hate to tell her, but I don't think this lady is ever going to sell. She had little plastic cases for 3.5-inch floppy disks. You know, she's about a decade too late to sell that. But she did have one particular piece of tech that I did buy, and it was $45 for a 160-gigabyte hard drive. Now, you may say to me, Bruce, that is a lousy buy on a 160-gigabyte hard drive. You could buy one for considerably cheaper than that. Well, this one's somewhat unique because it comes in a waterproof, fireproof case. And I don't know if you're familiar with these. I am somewhat because I've heard people, including Dick DiBartolo, right, on the Gizwiz show with Leo Laporte, talking about these when they first came out several years ago. And they were very expensive when they first came out, well north of $200 for the 160-gigabyte version. And even now, I checked, and they're anywhere between $150 and $200 at various retailers for that at the present time. And the thing I like about it is it's waterproof, it's fireproof, so effectively, for most disasters that are going to hit my home, it's like having an off-site backup with on-site backup. Because this is going to survive a fire, it's going to survive a flood, and unless it's physically lifted up and if I put it into the basement of my house, the tornado isn't going to pull it and have it fly away somewhere. And so I will have effectively one of those storages that I need to have. You know what they say, unless you got three copies of something, you really don't have a copy of it. You know, you need to have wherever it is that you've got it saved, you need to have your backup that's local, and you need to have at least one off-site backup. Well, this is kind of an extra one. I'm thinking that it's almost as safe as an off-site backup, and I'll have a fourth one that will be fire safe and waterproof safe for flooding. So, if you're lucky enough to find some older tech like that and find it on the cheap, you might be on the lookout for that. I've got 160 gigabytes of capacity for those things that I really, really don't want to lose. And all that kind of essential data. So that was a little bit about the tech that I picked up along the way. I didn't have a chance because my wife's meeting was early. If I had a little bit of extra time in St. Louis, there's a great electronics store, and I might talk about that sometime in the future. But right now, my time's running out, so be careful out here on the technological frontier, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.